All right, thank you for holding. Is this Kevin?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going, man? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Happy to hear that. So let me just confirm a couple things here real quick. I just came across my desk. So for service areas, she put you guys in about 50 miles, and you guys are doing a residential and some light commercial. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Great. Now, when it comes to area, I mean, we can narrow it down to counties, cities, zip codes, you know, anything you like. So no worries on that end. Now, before we dive into pricing and everything, I know Lulu explains it pretty well, but did you have any questions so far about how the program works in general? Anything like that?
No, it's basically just so if somebody's looking for a service, like you're trying to find something, you know, search it on your phone or internet, and that's the first thing, you know, comes up. So that way they can call you.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, like, when you do a search on Google, like, for auto parts or McDonald's, whatever it is, that map you see pop up with the first 3 to 5 businesses listed, yeah. So we put you there on the first page of Google, but that's not the only place that we'll put you. Now, we're a full-service marketing company, so we'll have you on Bing also, the Microsoft search engine, over 60 different directories. So, you know, Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for, like, voice-activated searches. So if anyone is searching within that radius on Androids, iPhones, you know, tablets, Alexa, you name it, we'll make sure you're popping up as one of those top recommended options, not just on Google on the first page, but, you know, across all media. And those calls are going to come straight to you. So there's no middleman touching any of your leads. Now, of course, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing. Statistically, we found that that's where 9 out of 10 people search for the company or tradesman they're going to work with. You know, call it convenience, call it a recommendation from Google, whatever it is, most people don't scroll much farther than that. So that's why we focus there.
Right.
I mean, that's where the money is, right? Yeah. Now, you'll also be on, like, sponsored Facebook ads, and these work very effectively alongside the Google listing. I'm sure you may have even had an experience with this before. You know, like when you're searching for something or even just talking about it later on, you start to see the ads pop up there in your feed, right? You're like, what is this?
Right.
Right? So that's how it would work with you, only with your business and your services. So if they found you on the first page but didn't call you in that moment, later on when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through stories or whatnot, your targeted ad will pop up in their feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, I mean, those convert really well. So we have a lot of things working tandem with the Google listing to get you that much more traction, you know, more calls, more people reaching out. And again, those calls go straight to you. I mean, you'll even have a customized tracking and reporting system so you can see what areas you're being searched in the most, what keywords you're being searched for the most. We even monitor, track, and help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? I'll always take a good review. And you'll even have an account management team. They're there Monday through Friday if you want to run new promotions, change content, keywords, I mean, you name it. Now, as for the pricing, she did put you in for that Memorial Day special. We're running it today because we weren't in for Memorial Day yesterday. So that brings the pricing down about 50%. So you're looking at just $249. That's month to month. There's no contracts or anything like that. And everything we went over is included. All your ad spends, everything's included in that $249. Now, after hearing that, I mean, is that something that would fit in the budget for you?
Oh, kind of maybe. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm trying to re-clip my clientele up here. Like I said, I just moved here a month ago, so I'm...
Oh, really? How's it been going so far?
Hit and miss.
Right. We're looking to change that for sure. How is the Angie's listing? How is that working for you?
I think I get about 2 out of 15 people that call that actually answer.
Right, or even turn into a job or, yeah, even answer, like you said, for sure. Typically, most people get that same experience with them. That's why a lot of people end up switching over to something like this, like search engine optimization, because, I mean, we know, just like everybody else, that's where people search is on Google. And, I mean, even just to give you an idea how it would work for you, so I can do a search here. How many searches were done in the last 30 days for, let's just say, you know, this is what type of repair you guys do here. So for, let's just try for tile, right? So for your area in the last 30 days, there's been about almost about 1,200 searches. So let's just say on the low end, we capitalize on 1% of those searches, right? Now, this is on, for sake of argument, it's going to be more than this, but that's 12 calls, right? Now, that's one keyword, in one area. You're allowed up to 15 keywords and 12 different areas we can target, even down to zip codes. So now multiply that exponentially. So you see where I'm going with that. Essentially, there's a book of business there in the backyard. We're just helping you utilize it by optimizing your placement, not just on Google or one, you know, directory listing like HomeAdvisor or Angie's, but like all media. So there's more opportunity and more traction there.
Right.
Okay. And you know the real kicker about the Angie's, they actually get those leads from Google. Cause, I mean, just like I said, they know the same thing we know. You know, that's where people search. Little known fact, actually, about the Angie's. It's actually kind of clever, I guess, what they do. They get the leads from Google and then sell them individually. Make them a lot of money. But unfortunately, when it comes to their clientele, it's not the same always.
Okay. You said $249 a month.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's no contracts or anything. We're a performance-based company, so we just want to make sure we're earning the business month to month, keeping your phone ringing, you know, and you choose to stay with us each month.
Okay.
Yeah, so no contract, no commitment. Yeah, they're pretty solid for sure, yeah. I mean, if we've been in business about 18 years. We're going on about almost 11,000 clients in the U.S. currently. And we still have a 4.9 out of 5 satisfaction rating, so not bad. I mean, I'd say definitely the tech team has a lot to do with it, but, I mean, having a longstanding relationship with Google doesn't hurt, I'm sure.
Right.
For sure.
So
I mean, the first thing...
And then, say, I'm not on the front pages, you know, if I do search, then what?
So, like I said, there's no contracts. You can cancel at any time. Now, I haven't actually seen that ever happen. I'll even break you down the timeline so you can know. I'm very transparent with how I, you know, present it. It's just so you can know exactly what the expectations are. So for today, say I sign you up, right? We'll set you up. Then I'll set you up with our technician who's going to create all your profiles, you know, everything. That will be either, later today or most likely tomorrow morning will probably be the best for you. Then... that's within the first 2 days, right? Now, within the first week, day 5 to 7, we have your dashboard, the tracking system, and all your directory submissions on 67 different directories already set up. Then day 7 to 14, so within the first 2 weeks, website, you know, if we add that on for you, and also your Facebook ads, all that's set up. And then day 30 to 45, you'll see that listing begin to appear, rankings increased over time, and after that is just continuous reporting, ongoing review, and optimization. So the average is 30 to 45 days. Now, have I seen it done faster? Yes. But I usually just go with the average. Like I said, I'm a straight shooter. I'd rather just be transparent about it. And if it's even faster than that, then we're all the more happy, and so are you. You know what I mean?
Right.
For sure.
Can you give me 1 second?
Sure, yeah. No problem.
Still with me?
Hey, yep, still here.
Okay. I was just talking to the wife about it.
Oh, okay. Of course. Yeah. Did she have any questions or anything?
She just said, wants to know about, because she had a family member that had you guys, but she said she got a lot of spam calls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. With local slash specifically?
Not necessarily local splash, but just...
Oh, but like another SEO company. Okay, gotcha. So,
yeah.
I'd say major difference between us and a lot of other companies, the reason being we're in business 18 years, so we've been working on it for a while. And as you can see by the reviews, I mean, we actually do what we promised that we're going to do. Now, you may receive... you know, calls from other companies where it's like spam, or like kind of like Angie Sue, you know, how you get those calls that they don't answer, or it's like a spam call, whatever. But with this, we're able, with the tracking system, we're able to kind of filter more, which, like what areas you're being searched in, the keywords, so we can kind of control that a little more. So you're not going to really get as many of those. You'll more get people that are finding you organically in that moment and that are clicking. And then that call goes straight to you. So it's more of an opportunity than someone that's like a spam call or, you know, those type of calls that you may have gotten with the other company. So more qualified, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Okay. Well,
so you won't have to worry.
Let's do it. I got to try to pick up some business around here.
For sure. Yeah, I got to make it happen somehow, for sure. Okay, so as for the address, now we're going to verify you guys through Google. Do you guys already have a Google business profile? Have you been verified through there yet? I was trying to find one.
No.
Okay, so you don't have to list the address online. This is just for the verification for the ping on the local map. They send a postcard in the mail, and then once you send that back, that's how they verify it through that process. What would be a good address for that, Kevin?
13914 Penny Hollow. It's P-E-N-N-Y Hollow.
Okay. And that's Henley, and then 65040?
Yes.
Okay. That's what it came up on Google. All right. Perfect. And then for, now once we get everything finished up, I'm going to send you an invoice that has everything included, the pricing and everything for your records. What would be a good email for that, Kevin?
kevinsrepairllc.kl@gmail.
kp@gmail. So just to confirm, that's Kevin's with an S, repair, LLC, kp@gmail.com?
No, .kl.
Oh, .kl.
LLC.kl.
Okay, .kl@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Let me just make sure I save that here. Kevin's, there it is. Kevin's Repair, LLC.KL@gmail. And then your last name, Kevin?
Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
L-O-G-A-N, got it. Okay, now as for your Google business profile, like how you'd like everything to appear to your clients, what about hours of operation? Is that going to be like a 9 to 5, 8 to 6? How would you like that to appear?
8 to 6.
Okay, 8 to 6. And then for them to contact you, oh, sorry, is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Got to have that weekend off for sure. And then what about for them to contact you, like clients with phone, text, and email be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about areas that you want to show up in, like even like specific ones down to zip codes, like I said, or the city names is what most people do. You can have up to 12. If you don't have them all right at this moment, that's okay. Just any that you have now.
Well, I'm in Eugene, but basically a 50-mile radius of Eugene. So
okay,
Camden, Lake Ozark, Jeff City, Columbia, Rolla. That's kind of the outskirts of everything.
Raleigh. Okay, perfect. So I got Eugene, Camden, Gypsy City. Is that the actual name, or is it Gypsy City?
Jefferson City, Missouri.
Jefferson. Okay, there we go. And then what about, and you said Raleigh. So Jefferson City, Camden, Eugene, Raleigh. Was there any others?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of small towns. I mean, it's a lot of small towns, but...
Right. So that the 50-mile radius with those should be good for now, though, because the technician can also make suggestions within that 50-mile radius, or if you have areas that you have a lot of, you know, luck in so far or a lot of business, we can add those, too.
Okay.
And then do you guys already have a Facebook business page, or I was looking for one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. So they'll also run sponsored ads on there for you as well. And then for the keywords that you want to show up for, you can have up to 15. Now, of course, I'll put repair, but are there any specific ones that you'd like me to list as well?
Handyman services.
Okay, handyman.
Electrical.
Electrical. Okay.
Probably tile.
Yeah, what I see on your model. Yep, okay, perfect. And then deck repair, right?
Yep.
Bathroom remodel. Those are the money makers, so we'll definitely put those. Bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. And then on your Angie's, I saw, yeah, tile, a faucet fixture, deck repair, general repair. So we'll put those as well. And I can also have the technician.
Everything besides concrete, masonry work, and roofing. So I don't do roofing, I don't do masonry, and I don't do concrete.
Okay, perfect. But everything else under the sun, basically.
Basically, yes.
Okay, cool. Now, I can also have the technician make some suggestions about ones that fall under handyman, like all those services that have really high search volumes, so we can optimize the 15 that you're going to use, too.
Okay.
Okay. So that should do it for that end. And this is the number you'd like listed for your clients as well, the 573?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, I think that should do it for this part. Next, so for the billing, is that going to be the same address you gave me previously?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay. Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
5144-0040.
Got it.
0011.
Mm-hmm.
5590.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5144-0040-011. Oh, wait, I might have, let me do that again. 5144-0040-0011, and then 5590.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration?
4/26.
4/26. Okay, and then the code on the back?
775.
775. Got it. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you, so you know us when we're calling. The calls are more secure. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What's going to work best?
First pet's name.
Okay, and the name?
Car, K-A-R.
K-A-R, got it. Okay, so I'm just going to set up your account now. Just takes a quick second. Now, this is when you'll see the invoice come through on text and email. I think I'll get the email first, but I'll resend the text because that's usually the easiest way to access it. I'm just going to do that now. And then you'll see that come through on your online banking and everything. One sec here. Okay. Bear with me, just the internet's being a little bit slow. There it is. Okay. There we go. All right, so you'll see that come through now on your online banking, and then you're going to get the email, I think, first, but I'm going to resend the text because, like I said, that's the quickest way to get to the invoice, so we can take a look at that real quick. Then you got one other quick step, and you're good to go. One second here. Okay, so you're about to see that come through on your online banking. Now I'm going to resend. Text so we can go through the invoice. Initial invoice. There it is. Okay, so you're probably seeing the email possibly already. I'm about to send the text now. Let me know when you see that. It should come through real quick.
Got the text.
Okay, perfect. So it'll say below is your invoice. You'll see a blue link under there. Click that. That'll take you in. Of course, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions. It's very straightforward. But once you get to the bottom there, you'll see a spot where it has a box. You would click, says I'm the authorized user. Then below that, you'll see a place to type your name there. Just type in the name and then hit enter or confirm signature, I think it says. Once you do that, that'll take you to our website, and it'll ask for your username and login. Once you do that, you know, you'll have that within 7 days. The technician is going to set up those accounts for you. Well, actually, let me get up this time when we should have you meet with him. Is tomorrow morning going to work okay, or is there afternoon better for you?
Probably afternoon, please.
Okay, like 12 to 1 sound good?
Let's do like 2 to 3 or something.
2 to 3 p.m.? Okay, perfect. Got it. I'll set that up here at the end. So let me just make sure we got everything set up here. Okay, you're good there. So we just have one other quick step here, and then you're good to go. So it's called a voice verification, is to go along with the invoice, just to go over, you know, ensure the accuracy of the order, and it's an added form of protection for you, of course. Now, if you need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know, stop me, no worries. It's very straightforward, but just in case, I'm going to start now. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Kevin's Repair.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Logan, owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, now what I'm going to do here, I'm going to also send your verification. It's an email that kind of gives you the first steps how to go through that so you can have it ready for the interview with the technician. Basically, just pictures of, like, your tools, you know, like the if you have a work truck, anything like that, because Google just wants to prove you do have a business. But it's always good to just be ready for the interview. That way they can get a jump start on that. I'm going to send that over to you right now. You should see that come through. 1 second here. There it is. Okay.
Holy.
Pictures needed. There it is. Okay. All right. You see that come through now? Like I said, take a look at that when you have a moment this evening, just before the interview tomorrow, and you'll be good. Now, as for... Also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's also why we set up that security question for you, because we will make sure to use that at the top of the call. And other callers that don't, you can disregard those. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I can give you the phone number the technician is going to call from now, or I can text it to you at the end of the call, whatever is better for you.
Just text it to me, please.
Okay, I will. Yep, no worries. We're almost done here, I promise. I hear the kids in the background. Hiring Local Splash here, I just had my first, he's 10 months, so just getting into it. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, May 30th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I'll text you, it's an 877 number, to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. There's no fees or anything that come along with the cancellation. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, the only other thing I need to do for you here is send you over an email that has a confirmation of the time that you're going to have with the technician. I can even do that once we get off the call if you have to get back to something right now, or I can do that right now.
Yeah, I kind of need to go.
Yeah, I sounded like it. Okay, no worries. Well, I appreciate the time, Kevin. Thanks for giving us a shot. Well, first of all, of course, most of all, sorry, welcome to the team, and they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that time tomorrow that I'll send to you through email now that you can confirm, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one, Kevin.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.